Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for Mortgage X's and O's, a winning playbook to get you home, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Good morning, Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeffrey Tannipol
and Michael Shad,
and we are Mortgage X's and O's, the winning playbook to get you home.
Here every Sunday at 9:30 to entertain, educate, and inform you all about the home buying process.
Bro, you're getting really good at that intro. I just want to tell you that, man.
Sometimes you throw me curveballs, man. Sometimes the mind works, and sometimes it goes, it's Sunday morning.
So it's been a great kickoff to 2023. We've had some wonderful guests. We're really excited about our guest today. She came all the way down to the studio here to share her wealth of knowledge. Today, we're so lucky.
You got to do a little panel with her not too long ago,
I did. So we did a remodeler seminar
back in December. At the end of the year.
After Thanksgiving in December at her showroom. And it was pretty well attended, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. I was very surprised, and I thought the turnout was great.
First-time homebuyer seminars before, and like nobody showed up. In fact, I'll share that story. Early in my career, I did a first-time homebuyer seminar in my previous company, and I didn't know how many people would show up. This is an honest-to-God validation for why you get RSVPs, right? So I bought 150 country ham biscuits for the event. Like, we were going to feed the people that showed up. Guess how many people showed up?
Three.
One.
So
we gave him as many country ham biscuits as he wanted. And I ended up taking like 70 country ham biscuits home and told my kids and wife, we eat nothing else till we eat the country ham biscuits. Guess what we can't eat in the Tannipol household anymore today?
Country ham biscuits.
Even though we love country ham biscuits. Well, anyway, back to our real reason we're here. So as you know, we like to make people better participants in the industry we're in, whether you're buying, selling, building, whatever that is. And so we want to bring in guests that have, you know, some type of knowledge or expertise that they can share. And this next guest is, her family has been doing this since 1948.
Why didn't we bring her on last year when I was redoing my kitchen?
We probably should have, Mike.
I know.
We should have, but anyway. We just weren't that smart last year. So with us in the studio is Kirby Barber Riley with the Barber Cabinet Company. And listen, before I let you talk, I did some research. The company was founded in 1948. But P.S. Barber Jr. is the Barber Cabinet Company has been a leader in the cabinet industry. That's fair to say, right?
No, absolutely.
I didn't do my homework then.
So, yes, we're here today to talk about cabinets. But before we do that, we want to meet Kirby. We want you to tell everybody, because we want them to know, who's Kirby? Where'd you come from? If you're not from Louisville, how'd you get here? Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to high school? And then how'd you get into the family business? I think that's going to be an easy one for you.
Sure.
But we're going to give you the floor. Kirby, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so let's hear the story of Kirby.
All right. I'm not from Louisville.
Curveball.
Okay, tell us where you're from.
Actually, I grew up in Versailles, Kentucky.
You're still in Kentucky. That's not too far away.
That's not Louisville, though.
Yeah, then eventually moved to Lexington.
Okay.
Versailles.
We actually have a Versailles location that my dad runs.
Okay.
And operates there. So that's kind of where that all began. And then moved to Lexington in my high school years and went to Lexington Catholic High School.
Okay, LexCath. Okay.
Lex-Cath.
I was going to ask if it was Woodford County, but man,
nope.
You're Lexington Catholic. Okay.
Friends with a lot of people at Woodford County, okay. But didn't actually get to go there.
All right, and then from LexCath, then what did you do?
Then went to Western Kentucky University and got my design degree.
Go Tops!
Go Tops!
My daughter's a freshman at Western Kentucky, my youngest. Yeah, she wants to be a nurse.
It's a great school.
Shout out to Emmy if you're listening this morning, honey. Okay. You got your design degree. Okay.
I did.
Did you go with the intention of knowing you were going to go into the family business?
You know, deep down, yes. We actually had to go through, like, you had to be accepted into the program.
Okay.
Because a lot of people just think it's fun. It's coloring and drawing and stuff like that. And so they were getting a lot of people.
You mean
that,
that's not all it is?
Like the party degree?
No, it's really not.
Right. Like, that's a degree.
I gotta take architecture classes. I gotta learn how to write properly. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this.
But you're, but as you're not, we're not saying that's our opinion. You're saying people think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you get a design degree that was like, hey, I can party all I want.
So
just
I
show
actually,
up when I want to show
that's
up.
That's right. And I used to actually use all of my drawings that I did for my dad growing up, you know, because I worked there in the summers.
Okay.
And use those to show him, like, what I could do. And, yeah, worked in my behalf. So I got accepted into the design program there.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, took it on through and worked actually in college at a tile and granite company there. Okay. Sold Louisville Tile product.
Okay.
And that's how I'm here. Because when I moved to Louisville to accept a job at Louisville Tile Distributors first. So
I'm going to say, Mike's going to ask you a question, right? Because we're on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is go-to question.
That's my question.
Go ahead, man. Fire
Any
away,
sports?
Brother.
You know, from Lexington Catholic to WKU?
Softball.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Fast pitch, or was it already still slow pitch?
No,
or?
It was fast pitch.
It was fast pitch.
Yeah.
All right. What position?
Well, I played shortstop and left field.
Oh, wow.
So
you could hustle then.
Come on.
All right. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's your claim? You got any memory you have of the on the softball field that just rings true, like when you're having a few adult beverages and you're telling war stories from softball? Is there one that comes to mind?
That one story,
like you came up to the plate, you know, the drama set. Bottom of the seventh, she just goes yard, takes one out of the yard.
It's terrible to say, but I don't really remember that. The craziest things that I remember are just like the smaller things. Like I remember traveling, and I remember coming up and actually playing against Mail and playing in that softball field. Like,
oh, wow. Yeah.
It's weird. Like, every time I drive past it, I'm like, gosh, I remember, like, getting off the bus there. I remember going to St. Matthew's Mall and doing a tour there and waiting for all the games, like, during, I guess, all of our championship games and stuff like that. But that's probably some of the best memories that I had was traveling. Being on the road together was always fun.
Yeah, those are always, you know, I played small ball. I went to Center College.
Yeah.
And we would get $7 a day meal plan tickets or whatever. And so we would always have to go to a buffet. So in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, we tore up Shoney's. You know, and then we would ever, and you know,
Ponderosa
for $6.99. And so, you know, it was, but the bus always smelled the same because everybody ate the same and the restroom was in the back. So just use your imagination on that one. Well, that's awesome. So, and then did you play at all while you were at WKU or did you stop your sports in high school?
I actually stopped. I ended up even pulling out my junior year. Didn't even go through.
Well, you know what?
I was burnt out. I had played for a long time.
Yeah, and the NCAA, and you know what's weird about that statement? I hate to cut you off, but I want to. But you bring up an excellent point. You know, nowadays with all the AAU and the travel ball, a lot of times by this time these kids are 14 years old, they've played seasons worth of the sport. You know, back when I was coming up, there wasn't really any of that. You played football in the fall, you played baseball in the spring, basketball in the winter, and like you had a break from the sport. Mm-hmm. Now you can pretty much play all year round, you know, because you have kids now, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and what are their ages?
4 and 6.
Okay. You, boys, girls?
Girls.
Combination? So two girls. So how are you going to promote sports with them? You're just going to wait and see how they come to?
Oh, no, they're already in sports.
Are they? See? See, Mike? That's what I'm talking about. Mike's got three
boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're already doing it. And gosh, even my oldest had been in gymnastics since she was 18 months old.
Isn't that insane to think they start that?
Yes, but she's so just, I mean, it's amazing the things that she can do.
And
she's
probably not even no fear whatsoever.
No.
Yeah.
No, and she's so strong.
Like, yeah.
To
do I can do a cartwheel.
Oh.
I'm not going to do one in the studio.
See that.
There's not enough room in here. I kick Mike in the head if I tried
on.
To do that. That's so good. Okay, so born in Versailles, which Mike did mention Versailles. And you know there's a castle up there.
Just because I've gotten told that it was Versailles. And I'm like, I'm from Versailles.
Well, see,
I'm
that's like, actually the French
yeah,
proper.
I was going to say, that's the French.
Term.
That's a I'm proper like, one. Yeah. No, it's Versailles.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, I took French for 5 years, man. I could say a few things. I could say a Coke and a sandwich, please. Un Coca-Cola et un sandwich, s'il vous plaît.
At least you remember something.
Wow, we're going down the rabbit hole. Okay, so then you go to Western Kentucky, you get out, design degree, you go to work for the family business, right? And that's where we're going.
Louisville, she was
Louisville
doing
Tile first.
Louisville Tile first. Yeah. Louisville Tile first.
Then, I was still young.
Yeah. But I've jotted my notes. I was thinking that was more of a part-time thing, right? But was that your first full-time?
No, it was a full-time position. But I actually appreciate working there first and not going into the family business quite yet.
Yeah.
I got my feet wet and I met a lot of designers. I met a lot of builders that way. And I grew great relationships from those people that are still there.
Was your family like upset with you that you
I think they appreciated it.
Okay.
But they eventually came to me and said, look, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time you come to the family business. We need you. And it was the right time to move. There were some things going on in my life, and it was perfect timing.
Okay.
I felt more mature to be in sales and stuff like that, and here I am.
Man, that's awesome.
Almost 13 years.
Well, let's take a quick identification break, and when we come back, we'll pick up from that, and we'll start talking about cabinets.
In the market for a home loan? Let Stockton Mortgage handle all your home loan needs. Our experienced mortgage bankers are here and ready to guide you through the most important financial decision and process. With over 20 years in the business, we are proudly owned by Mr. David Stockton, right here in Kentucky, and dedicated to taking care of the people in our communities. Recently, Stockton was ranked as one of the top places to work in 2022. Our employees are happy and ready to help. Call me, Michael Shad, if you're not already working with one of our great Stockton staff. You can reach me at 502-548-7441. Let Stockton take you home.
Are you a business owner who'd like to grow your client base in the East End? You need to be in a Stroll magazine. The residents of Lake Forest, Anchorage, Norton Commons, Hunting Creek, and Persimmon Ridge receive a free Stroll magazine every month written by the residents in their neighborhood. And it's paid for by businesses like yours that want to be consistently seen by these affluent homeowners. If you'd like more information about advertising in a Stroll magazine, call Marlena Doctor at 502-303-2662 or visit strollmag.com. That's STROLLMAG.com. Established in 1948 by P.S. Barber Jr., Barber Cabinet Company has become a leader in the cabinet industry. With showrooms in Louisville, Lexington, and Nashville, and production in Springfield, Kentucky, Barber Cabinet Company is one of the largest custom cabinet manufacturers in the state and is still 100% family-owned and operated. Barber Cabinet Company's designers and craftsmen share years of knowledge and experience, enabling them to meet individual needs of every customer. Innovative designs, extensive selection, and superior manufacturing capabilities allow each project to fit the desires and specifications of each customer, creating durable and dependable product that will add lasting value to any home. Welcome back, everybody. In the studio with us, we have Kirby Barber Riley with Barber Cabinet Company. Before we took our little break, we found out that Kirby is a homegrown girl, even though she went to Versailles, and then she went to Lexington and went to WKU.
Versailles.
I'm sorry, Mike. I keep messing that up. And when we last left, you know, Kirby had just talked about how she got into the family business. So what we really want to talk about is cabinets today, Kirby. We want to know, like, you know, maybe what is the trend in today's world? We got questions about that. What's a typical, you know, like cabinet package in a range would cost someone? I know that's probably a loaded question, but at least people could get an idea about, you know, what kind of spend.
Yeah, that person that's on the fence about, hey, I was want to do my kitchen this year. You know, what is that going to cost me? And I know it, like you said, it's by the sizes and you customize it, but, you know, giving us a reference is great.
And then I think the fact that you all produce your own cabinets probably helps with the cost there, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little 100%. Bit about the cabinet industry in general, if you can.
Yeah, well, as a lot of things in this industry, we're booming.
Yeah, I am into that.
I'm able to kind of breathe a little bit more, though. So things are kind of getting back to normal.
Okay.
We're more like a 12-week lead time versus like an 8 to 10 month lead time.
Okay.
So, you know, it's getting
a lot better.
I guarantee it. So everybody was just so backlogged, and to be honest, a lot of it for us wasn't actually not being able to get the product. It was just that busy.
The sheer number of orders.
Yes. I think everybody was home from COVID and everybody was remodeling and building a house. You know, interest rates were great. So, like, everything was just booming. So, you know, now everything's kind of getting a little bit back to normal. Gosh.
So when somebody needs cabinets, like, you'd be surprised where all you have cabinets, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got them ideally in your kitchen, right?
Yeah, you got them in your bathroom. Your laundry room. Some people do den built-ins, you know, yeah. Possibly
bar, basement, you might have a bar in the basement.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. We even do everything from like mudroom cubbies and things like that. If people don't want the trim or the trim guy doing it, mm-hmm. and want more of a custom finish, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to do it.
Y'all do any outside stuff? Like, you know, I just did my pool. I'm put in a pool last year.
Yeah.
So if I'm thinking like, hey, I want to put like a bar escape-ish area around my pool patio area.
We definitely can. We offer materials that can be outside.
I'm thinking.
So you said a 12-week lead time. So let's take a sample scenario of a customer. Let's say that a person says, you know what? I've been in my house for 15 years. It's time to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do they start the process with you? They just meet you first, sit down, and then
Yes. Okay. Sometimes if it's a remodel, especially, I'll go out and I'll measure the space first. I always like to see the space. I also will go back to the drawing board after I get all those dimensions and maybe their wants and their needs,
mm-hmm.
create a design. And then pull them into the showroom at that point. And then we go over the design, see what they like, what they don't like. We'll make changes at that time and take it from there.
And then you're saying the 12-week time, because I'm assuming you're going to produce their cabinet package. So if a person says, okay, I agree to do this package you proposed in the kitchen, this one in the bathroom, then you put that order in, and then it takes about 12 weeks for that all to come in, right?
Correct. So basically, it doesn't take 12 weeks to really get it made. It's just the process of getting in line, and by the time it is actually hitting production, it may take about 3 to 4 weeks to potentially make it and put it
now,
together.
And then the installation is over and above that, right?
Yes.
The time to install.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Normally, if we sell it, they want to get it out of the warehouse. They do not want to sit on it if they don't have to. We do have the capability to sit on it, but usually that means installed. So we have our own install crews.
Okay.
We don't really subcontract anything out, which is great. Some of the guys have been with us for 35 years.
And that's great, too. You like I say, I'll talk about the goods and bads because I just had it done. But, you know, we went out and picked our countertops out separately of using whoever was doing it for cabinets, because the cabinet guy was a rep for another company that made them. You know,
sure.
They made them, so,
sure.
Which is cool. So they customized everything, mm-hmm. for us. But when we got to the countertops, we went and picked it out. We had it all measured. And the girl from that showroom never followed back up with us. So we were getting a 9-foot island.
Mm-hmm.
We expected a seam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't think we wanted a seam. She shorted us on our bar side, which was, we were going to have bar stools up, 6 inches.
Oh,
that whole 9-foot side.
You're right.
Which
right.
makes
which
a
is
huge
critical.
Difference. Because
yeah.
we went and looked, and we were like, oh, it's great. It looks beautiful. And we're like, I can't get a stool under that. Literally, they had to come rip the cabinet or the countertop back off. And basically, I told him, I said, look, now I'm in control. Of course, they did it for nothing. I want the seam right here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So they just didn't confirm it with me because she okayed it to the fabricator.
Right.
So anyway.
That didn't sound negative at all, by the way. I didn't
do any name dropping or anything.
No, you didn't. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, so it just shows you how much detail goes into it.
I was involved in your story just then, man.
Yeah. So
you know what I've always wondered, Kirby? You know, I've owned 3 homes. I'm 52 years old. And what was crazy is the first house we had wood finished
mm-hmm.
cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Then the buzz was white cabinets.
Oh,
so the next house we had to have white cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Then we built our next house, custom did the cabinets, and they were that wood finish again. And then we remodeled our house, and now they're white again.
Yeah.
So do people...
I was about to say, man, you're about to hurt my feelings. Ours are an off-white.
Yeah, so how long... I mean, if you just stuck... I've been trying to convince my wife, let's just stay with one, and it'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean...
Oh, it's so true.
What's the life, typically, of the taste, you think, that you've experienced in your years doing this?
Well, one, we've been doing white since I can remember. So, you know, my dad has always told me stories, too. It's always the most popular. So we've always had that one same color. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
For 50-plus years.
Yeah, y'all been in business 75 years this year. That's amazing, actually.
Yeah. Third generation. So, Gosh, I'd say about 7-10 years it starts fading.
Okay.
But so we're starting to see more warmer tones now. We're getting back into the wood families.
Okay. There you go.
I still do a lot of white. I'm not going to lie. But
because I know I was doing a lot of homeramas doing what we're in and going through those homes. It was a lot of those accent grays and whites.
Yes.
You know,
gray's
color schemes.
Starting to slowly fade. Now we're getting into the families of greens and blues.
To me, that's a fad. I think that'll go at some point faster than
the other one. But I feel like the gray was like that too, you know? I think gray, it was hot and popular, and then it started to slow down. It's still, I mean, I still do it, but it's not as common as it was probably 3 or 4 years
ago. And who decides that? Is it just one day?
Just the public.
Okay, so like somebody throws one out there.
They see too much on Pinterest.
Okay. What's your stance on painting cabinets versus replacing them? Do you have an idea? You know, cause
I'm going to tell you to replace them because I don't just.
Of course, because you're selling cabinets. but here's why I was getting there. So you could start out with the earth or the warm wood tones, right?
Sure.
Then you could go 7-10 years, then you could paint them white or whatever color. Mm-hmm. Get another 7-10 years, and you now got 20 years out of your cabinets.
Well, sure. It's going to cost you quite a bit to paint them, though.
Do you think it's equivalent to the cost of replacing them?
No. But to me, if you're going to be there for a long time and you don't 100% like everything about that kitchen and you want to redo it, you might as well just put the money into a brand new one.
Yeah, and then move on with that.
Right. If you're going to be there. I mean, obviously, if you're just going to resell the house, then put some lipstick on it and move forward.
You're looking at this desk that we're sharing right here in this studio, which I know you can't see on the radio, but that's about how big our counter space was prior to our kitchen remodel.
Okay.
And Mike holds no feelings about that at all, by the way. I mean, he is not, it's still not burning inside of him, even though he can't let it go.
Not at all.
Have you ever gone back through the family and said, what inspired P.S. Barber Jr. to start a cabinet company? Did you ever figure that out?
He had a love for woodworking.
Okay.
Kind of started out with him doing smaller jobs and then eventually led to him buying a building on his own. And then, really, to be honest, it was the brothers who took it where it is today, which is my dad and my uncles.
Okay. So it's big. Your operation's really big. How many cabinet packages do you think you do a year, would you say?
Oh, God.
Just because I know you're
there's 11 salespeople. I don't know.
You're big in Nashville and you know, you're regional, I think, right? For the most part, you don't go outside of.
I mean, we can. I mean, we've had people that have called us and asked us for cabinets in their Florida homes. And Georgia, we've gone there. We've gone to Texas. We've gone to Arkansas. So there's a lot of places we will, but we don't necessarily
promote it.
Yeah, we don't promote
it. But your nucleus is like Louisville, Lexington, Nashville,
for sure, and surrounding counties. Oh, wow. So, yeah. And to be honest, it's even Nashville sometimes. At Nashville, we don't install there. So we do have independent installers that he works with because I have an uncle that's there. Just because we just don't have the power to do that. It takes too long to get there, and we need our crews as much as possible here in the Louisville and Lexington areas. So.
And do people come just to you just for cabinets, or do they, like if they're working with a builder, can they recommend, hey, I want to get my cabinets at Barber, Mr. Builder? Or do you do both, right?
I do both.
And then if they go through you, do you all have like financing packages and stuff for them?
We actually don't offer finance packages. That is something, unfortunately, we've never done.
But I will say that Stockton will gladly look at
there
a refinance
you
for you to take cash out of your equity.
We can
of your
consolidate
home.
Some
that's
debt
right.
And help you update your home.
And that's what most people
good.
Do.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the – go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I knew we was going to talk about price, right? Yeah. Just a ballpark, you know, an average kitchen and a – 2,500 square foot home to, you know, one of your 6,000 square foot homes. I know it can be a big, broad paintbrush there.
It definitely can, especially with custom, because there's so many things that can get you up to that higher price point. But I would say average kitchen probably right now is probably about 40,000.
I was going to guess 30. But 40,000, yeah. And that's installed. That's all the hardware.
That's
everything.
That's hardware. That's, you know, probably a couple bells and whistles and stuff on that. So, yeah. I mean, you can definitely get up there pretty high.
And do you all, let me just get in because I just did this. So do you all have the hardware in stock or do you all have vendors that you send them out to?
We have.
Because I know I got mine outside of the cabinet place. Yeah.
Okay. So
I went and picked mine out and
everything.
Said, here, Mr. Cabinet Guy, put them on as you put them in.
Okay. So yours didn't come with it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Barber Cabinet, actually, we have hardware and everything. That's the first thing that gets ordered when we send in the order to the plant. We have manufacturers that we work with. They send it to us, and we actually put it on before it comes to you. So we try to do as little as possible on site. So really, I mean, cabinets and everything, they're built into one solid piece. Like if I can build an island in one piece and get it in your front door or back door or however, I'm going to do that. The installers might cuss me for that later, but, you know, it's better all around. You get more space and it's just easier. And to be honest, installed too. I mean, our crews are pretty quick for most installs. It'll go in that day. So unless it's a large house that we're redoing, it may take a couple days of install. And we'll always come back and do crown molding and shoe molding and
just to pretty it up,
to finalize it. And caulk it and do all those little fine tunings and stuff at a later time. So
I mean, it's very clear that, you know, you know your product, you know what you're doing and how to do it. And so can you share with us, do you remember what was the biggest cabinet package you ever did?
About $500,000.
For the cabinets?
Yeah.
That is someone with like an entirely a lot of money. Was it a professional athlete?
No.
Was there gold in them cabinets?
No.
I don't know. I was lost, but you know, I better win my Mega Millions tonight if I need something like that.
Man, listen.
It's Mega Billion this time.
If Shad wins the Mega Billions, this is the end of the show because I'm pretty sure we're retiring because I'm going to be your assistant. I'm only going to demand $25 to $30 million one time pay to be your assistant, by the way. Yeah. In small unmarked bills.
That doesn't
bills.
Happen very often, just so you
it's
know.
One in 3 million I mean, chance, just, you know, to hit.
I think she's talking about the $500,000 cabinet deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, winning the lottery is about the same thing.
That's the same thing.
You know, I had heard somebody that they were talking about hardwood floors. And, you know, I know that there's certain woods that are really, really expensive that are durable. And I think I read somewhere where, you know, a guy like used a certain hardwood just in his great room was like $50,000 just to do like a room of hardwood.
Like a 500-700 square foot room.
You know, I don't know if they're getting their money out of that though, man. You'd have to tell somebody, don't walk on this floor. This floor is $50,000.
Yeah, you better take
them shoes off, but you better do.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, I told you it was before we came on the air. We've only got a few minutes left, and I want you to be able to encourage anybody listening in who's thinking about a cabinet package, how to get a hold of you, how to become your customer, or anything that we didn't ask you that you want to cover. We're going to give you the time to do that right now. So the floor is back to you, Kirby.
Thanks. I appreciate that. We would love to see you, whether you're doing a remodel or building a new home. I work with both. I work with new construction as well as the remodel. I'm here every step of the way. So I literally will start with you with the design process, and I will go market on your floors, and I am there during install trying to kind of work everybody through everything. So please give me a call if you need anything.
What's the best number to reach you on?
The office is definitely the best. Okay. It's 502-499-7022.
And where is your office located?
We are located off of Bunsen and Plantside Drive, right on the corner in the industrial park off Hirschborn Lane.
And I've been there, folks. There's a full showroom with examples and samples and plenty of place to sit and meet with Kirby is to be comfortable. And y'all have a little refrigerator with some good little...
You know, you remember... Candy jar, kinds of stuff.
I just remembered we did that Good Morning Kentuckiana at like 5 o'clock in the morning to announce that thing in there.
Yeah.
Well, that was early. That was early in the morning. Man, let me tell you, that was insane.
That's brutal. I'm not going to lie. I don't get up that early.
We know Kimberly Greenwell, who's been on our show many times.
She's fantastic.
She endorses the heck out of you, and I see why.
And I think Barbara Cabinets has been featured on My Southern Home TV, her TV show, for many, many years
now. We're actually going to start filming again, so here shortly. So.
Okay. Well, listen, you've been a wonderful guest with us, and I believe what's come through is your family knows their business. The cabinets are a big investment in a home, but it's worth it because, 100%. You know, ultimately...
You'll get your money back,
for sure. That was the point I was going to make there. And, you know, Kirby, you're a joy, and I think people would find it easy to work with you. Plus, you're knowledgeable, you know, for You can't be, but...
I always say I learned from the best.
I'm going to tell you what. So. You look like you're probably about 22 years old. I know
I
that's
wish.
Not the case, but, you
I'll
know.
Be 46. Oh, gosh.
Big party coming soon is what you just said. She's going to turn 25 again.
That's right.
That's right.
She's 25 with 15 years experience. So, Barber Cabinet Company, you can see Kirby in the showroom at Bunsen and Plantside. You can call her at 502-499-7022. You've been a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
Everybody, you can catch Mortgage X's and O's every Sunday from 9:30 to 10 right on ESPN 680 1057. Or if you're not in the area, you can live stream at ESPNLouisville.com. Stick around after the break. Nick and Phil will be here with the Sunday Morning Hangover. Be blessed, everyone.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.